preordained under letters and comments. Everything is preordained. Everything is a self, even all our little egos. What is seen and the one that sees are all the same. So, all the thoughts that come to our minds and the efforts that anyone makes are already preordained, isn't it? Why then, Ramana and many scriptures instruct so often that effort is necessary. I mean, if every detail of the ego is preordained before the body comes into this world, so even the efforts that will be made are also preordained. Is that so? Or is there any space for free will? Of course not, because everything is the self. So, who takes the decision of making the effort? Or who practices the sadhana, the efforts we make in this life and the path we follow depend on the efforts and the respective karma made in previous lives. But who made those efforts in those previous lives? The point is, are the efforts to be made in anyone's life already preordained? Should we worry about that? Or will all that happen automatically? The thought to make the effort comes to one's mind. Is then one free to choose to make it or not? I am aware that if I could present these questions before Ramana, the answer would be more or less, find out to whom the questions arise. Yes, who asks the questions? A devotee from Europe. If we experience rather than just try to understand intellectually the first paragraph of your question, then all the other doubts will not come into play. But since the doubt has arisen, we have Bhagavan's replies to similar questions to turn to. One summer afternoon, I was sitting opposite Bhagavan in the old hall with a fan in my hand and said to him, I can understand that the outstanding events in a man's life, such as his country, nationality, family, career or profession, marriage, death, etc., are all predestined by his karma. But can it be that all the details of his life, down to the minutest, have already been determined? Now, for instance, I put this fan that is in my hand down on the floor here. Can it be that it was already decided that on such and such a day, at such and such an hour, I shall move the fan like this and put it down here? Bhagavan replied, certainly. He continued, whatever this body is to do and whatever experiences it is to pass through was already decided when it came into existence. Thereupon, I naturally exclaimed, what becomes then of man's freedom and responsibility for his actions? Bhagavan replied, the only freedom man has is to strive for and acquire the jnana, which will enable him not to identify himself with the body. The body will go through the actions rendered inevitable by prarabdha, destiny based on the balance sheet of past lives, and a man is free either to identify himself with the body and be attached to the fruits of his actions, or to be detached from it and be a mere witness of its activities. This may not be acceptable to many learned people or philosophers, but I am sure I have made no error in transmitting as above the gist of the conversation that took place between Bhagavan and me. Though this answer of Bhagavan may upset the apple cart for careful reasonings and conclusions, I am satisfied that what Bhagavan said must be the truth. I also recall in this connection the following lines that Bhagavan once quoted to me from Thayumanavar. This is not to be taught to all. Even if you tell them, it will only lead to endless discussion. It may be well to remind readers that Bhagavan has given his classic answer to the age-old question, can free will conquer fate, as follows in his 40 verses. Such questions worry only those who have not found the source of both free will and fate. Those who have found this source have left all such discussions behind. The usual reaction of Bhagavan to any such question would be to retort, who is it that has this fate or free will? Find that out, and then this question will not arise. From My Recollections by A. Devaraja Mudaliar.